I'd like to call to order the February 29, 2024 special meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne?
Here.
Chair Hansen?
Here.
Board Member Klein is excused. Board Member Sexton? Vice Chair Wick?
Here.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Here, sorry. I dropped something and had to pick it up.
All right. Director Fritz, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. Today we have a request for waiver of the residency requirement for Evelyn Martin, an energy research and development analyst. And Georgia Lewis, human resources analyst, is here to present that request.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were unmuting me or if I was unmuting me. So good afternoon, Chair Hansen and members of the board. My name is Georgia Lewis, and I am the human resources analyst that supports power management. I'm here today to request a residency waiver for a temporary employee, Evelyn Martin, who has applied for the power energy conservation analyst position. And with me here today to support this request is power management hiring manager, Jeremy Stewart. As mentioned in the residency waiver, this position is highly technical in nature and requires data and project management, product development, statistical analysis experience, as well as experience in energy systems modeling. According to Mr. Stewart, the initial candidate screening identified five potential candidates with the right mix of education, technical skills, project management, et cetera, for the interviews. Through this project, Evelyn Martin was forefront as the clear top choice among all other candidates interviewed due to her experience with data analytics and research. The remaining candidates interviewed lacked this experience pretty extensively. And now I'm going to hand it off to Jeremy Stewart now to add additional comments to the business need and role. Jeremy?
Great. Good afternoon, Chair Hansen, members of board. Thanks everybody for taking the time to meet me this afternoon. I just wanted to share some of Evelyn's technical and data analytic experience that set her apart from the other candidates. As Georgia said earlier, we interviewed a total of five candidates that were remotely qualified, one of which was a city resident. Evelyn was the only candidate who had experience with the Python or R programming languages, which are commonly used in some of the building level analysis that we use in order to take large chunks of big data and break them down to the results. Additionally, she was also the only candidate that had experience with Tableau, which is a common reporting system that we utilize here in Tacoma Power to kind of summarize and both visualize data. These are skills that she had, the other candidates didn't have, and we feel that these will allow her to contribute to our next generation of energy conservation, load management, and of electric vehicle programs here at Tacoma Power. We feel that this unique skill set set her apart and that she deserves a consideration. So thank you, Chair Hansen and members of the board, for your time.
All right, thank you. Do any board members have any questions or comments? Okay, I have a couple. I don't know if we talked. Director Fritz, could you kind of just briefly describe the internship program? I don't know if we've talked about that too much. I know that's come up a little bit in the past, but could you just kind of give us a brief overview of that?
Internship program, generally speaking?
Yeah, right. Just kind of a brief overview of You know, how many, what's the purpose, and that kind of thing.
So the city of Tacoma does not have an official established internship program. We host interns in various areas on kind of an ad hoc basis right now. It's something that we're hoping to develop in the future, but don't currently have the resources to actually, you know, support a full program. Is there something specific about internship programs that you're...
No, I just wanted to get, I thought you had like an established internship program, kind of like the apprenticeship program.
No, not yet.
Okay. And is this, what's that?
I was just going to add, and Chair Hansen, currently when departments have a need for an intern, we post it online on government.jobs, just like all of our other positions. So, you know, people outside different call, you know, handshake, different ways they can apply or hear about the internship and then apply online.
Okay. And is this a new position that we're considering today?
Yes.
Okay. And is it classified or unclassified?
It's a classified position.
Okay. Let's see. And I believe from the materials that we have, the candidate has performed duties that relate to this new position, or is she essentially doing, has done this, the duties of this new position?
So the duties themselves would be new. She works in an apartment that works adjacent to ours. She's got very high references. A lot of the skills that she has demonstrated via the internship will definitely apply, but she has not been doing this work specifically.
Okay. All right. Does any board members have any other or any comments or questions again? Okay, I guess.
No, not at this time.
Okay. Okay, so do we have a motion to either grant the waiver for Evelyn Martin for the position of Energy Research and Development Analyst or deny the waiver?
I make a motion that we approve the waiver.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I second that notion, sir.
All right. Do we have any discussion? I guess my thinking is that, you know, we do have the apprenticeship program, and given that we have apparently the city does not have a established internship program yet, but I think for consistency's sake, given that the city hires the apprentices, that we should give extra consideration to the intern. So in light of that, I'm going to be voting to grant the waiver. So so all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Board Member Ballantyne, did you vote?
Yeah, aye. Sorry, my button wasn't working.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion passes. Next item, comments by the public. All right, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, thank you all for your time today, and we'll see you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, guys. Thank you.
You too.